It's 3 weeks to go till Election Day, just 24 hours until the last presidential debate. And charges of vote fraud and media bias are swirling. Today, the current occupant of the White House dismissed such talk and rebuked the candidate behind it. It was a Rose Garden welcome for the Italian prime minister, and President Obama used it to call out Donald Trump on his claims of a rigged election.
You start whining before the game's even over? If whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else, then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Trump shot back this afternoon in Colorado Springs.
But they even want to try and rig the election at the polling booths where so many cities are corrupt. And you see that. And voter fraud is all too common. And then they criticize us for saying that.
Running mate Mike Pence joined in, visiting Republican Party offices in rural North Carolina that were firebombed over the weekend. He insisted voter fraud is a reality and called for voters to be on the lookout.
Donald Trump and I are encouraging all of our supporters around the country, and frankly, every American, whatever their politics, to take the opportunity to be involved in a respectful way in providing accountability at our polling places.
Pence also complained of media bias and what he calls scant coverage of negative news about Hillary Clinton. The latest such news involved communications between the FBI and a senior State Department official who wanted one of Clinton's emails reclassified. It was not. But last night in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Trump charged there's collusion in the Obama administration to help Clinton.
This is obviously
the candidate's wife, Melania, was on CNN, claiming that the sexual assault allegations against her husband are not true.
I believe my husband. This was all organized from the opposition.
Former People magazine writer Natasha Stoyanov is one of the accusers. She stated that Trump forced himself on her in 2005. And today the publication reported that six of her colleagues and close friends corroborate her account. Meanwhile, Clinton remained out of the public eye today, even as poll after poll offered her good news. The Washington Post reported she has a clear advantage in the latest survey of battleground states. And a USA Today poll found 68% of young voters favor the Democratic nominee to 20% for Trump. All of this sets the stage for tomorrow night's third and final encounter between the two nominees, this one in Las Vegas.